Thank you, Mr. President. Australia congratulates you on convening this second preparatory meeting for the Convention on Cluster Munitions under difficult circumstances due to COVID. And thank you for your ongoing steady hand as you chart a way forward for this year's second review conference. Australia strongly believes in the value of a transparent, collaborative, inclusive review conference process. We are a strong supporter of cross-cutting issues in the Lausanne Action Plan and underscore the importance of promoting international humanitarian and human rights law, gender equality and inclusion in data collection methods. Australia believes survey clearance, risk education and victim assistance that is gender sensitive remain key topics at this second preparatory meeting. In that vein, we believe some clarity on the language around victims and survivors could be helpful to acknowledge the impact of these weapons on affected people and communities. In a similar context, paragraph 16 of the political declaration could add the word meaningful to full equal gender balance participation. We commend the action plan's outline of best practices to guide states' parties to achieving a world free of cluster munitions by 2030 to the greatest extent possible. In that regard, we believe there is scope for strengthened coordination with other international mechanisms to improve treaty implementation, such as the Anti-Personnel Landmine Ban Convention and Protocol 5 of the CCW. Mr. President, the review conference process has in many ways been challenged by the global COVID-19 pandemic. I think many of us here would agree that the pandemic will necessarily impact the work of the convention. We must accordingly take a judicious and sensible approach to taking forward the action plan, consistent with our respective national capacities and resources. For example, in the current environment, the community might consider articulating how the work of the convention contributes to pandemic recovery to aid in advocacy for universalisation and donor funding. I thank you.